I heard you the first time.
What? Yeah, just checking up on me. Whatever. Come in. No one visits unless they want something. Your little house calls are just an excuse to jizz in me again. Whatever. Thanks for bringing my groceries.
Big bro.
Ugh, don't call me a good girl, pig. I can see you're holding in a question. Just spit it out. Oh? Wouldn't you like to know? Afraid I'm gonna take plan B and ruin your fucked up little plan? My Discord friends were telling me I should do exactly that. It's not like you could stop me. Yeah. Fuck. You know me too well. That would require actually leaving the apartment and talking to people. And if someone saw me, the anxiety would be... Yeah, yeah. Laugh it up, asshole. You know, I told Mom. I outright said that you'd been coming over and trying to put a baby in me. You know what she said? Of course, she told you. You were probably the first one she told about the fucking conversation. Isn't it fucked that she likes you more than her own child? Whatever. It doesn't matter if she believes me. I bet she'd be happy if your fucked up little plan worked. At least then my life would have some purpose. Wouldn't matter to her if I was just my stepbrother's fucking breeding slave. See? There you go with it again. It's for my own good. Ugh. You're fucked in the head. Do you know that? Don't laugh. That wasn't flirting. Yeah, you could sit there. Sorry, I still don't really have any other chairs. You're the only one who visits me, so. Oh, so we're back to small talk. My games? Fuck, I don't know. Why are you even asking me about that? You don't care about my nerd crap. Fine. Well, I've mostly been playing this MMO called World of Heroes. It's similar to WoW, but it's got some nice modern features that hopefully will keep it relevant, at least for a couple of months. I don't play alone. Don't you know anything about MMOs? I joined a pretty nice guild early on, and I've been doing raids at them. They're about 200 members, but only 30, 40 join the average raid. I'd say there's about 60 regulars I play with often. I should meet them. No way. I don't know where any of them live. If there was another member of my guild in town, I couldn't just meet them. Talking to people is easier when they're not really there. You? You're different. I don't get anxious around you. You're easy to be around. I've known you forever, and fuck, it's stupid, but with other people, I have to, like, guess their intentions or puzzle out if I'm making them hate me by saying the wrong thing or something, and I know what you want. You want to fuck me until I'm barefoot and pregnant. No guessing games. And I can't say the wrong thing. I could call you the most awful shit and you just laugh and make me bend over for another load. That's not a fucking compliment. I'm just saying that. Fuck this. You know what I mean. Stop humoring me by asking about my feelings and shit. You're here because the cycle app says I'm ovulating and you want to stuff me with your disgusting cum. You don't have to pretend to care about my sad little life. Just get on with it. Yeah, I did everything. It's so fucked you sent me instructions to help you take advantage of me. Fuck you. It's not gonna help me enjoy it more. Are you even asking? Of course I showered. You'd be able to smell it if I didn't. I washed my hair and everything. No, dude, it was not greasy last time. You're making that up. The panties you gave me. Yeah, I'm wearing them. I can take off my hoodie. You'll be able to see them. Yes. I'm wearing the lace kitten panties and the cutesy stockings, too. You always say they suit me, so I'm not your breeding kitten. Don't fucking say that. This is embarrassing enough. Fucking asshole. I have to wear the collar too. Stepbro, that's so fucking. Ugh. Can't you fucking rape a baby into me without humiliating me so much? I'm not into this perverted kitten play crap. It's your weird kink, not mine. Yes, sir, I will wear this stupid fucking collar. There.
So, does my perverted, creepy stepbrother like what he sees? Are you pleased now that you've made me into a little sex kitten?
Call you daddy? That is so fucked. I called your dad daddy as a kid. No way. Wait, are you serious? That's what mom calls your dad? You overheard them? Oh, fuck. That makes it even worse. I'm not going to call you daddy. This is already gross enough. I said no. Just stop. There's no point begging you to wear a condom, right? I don't want your disgusting genes inside of me on a risky day. Yeah. What's even the point of asking? You sick fuck. Raise my butt and lower my face into the pillow. Yes, sir.
What? No. I'm not going to beg you to breed me.
You're forcing me to do this. I can't fucking pretend that I want it. No way. Never.
Stop, bro. You're touching me through my panties.
Yeah, it feels good. That's not because I want it. You're toying with my clit. I don't have a choice if it feels good. God. Sorry. I won't close my legs. I won't close my legs. I'm sorry. I'll be a good kitten. It's not my fault. I'm so sensitive. No, stepbro. I'm not a slut.
I haven't even done anything with anyone but you. Don't call me that. I'm not a goona. No, I don't touch myself that much. Stop saying that.
How many times? I don't know. Well, it's hard to, think of a number right now. You're very distracting. Fine, 10. I came 10 times today. Are you fucking happy now, pervert? No. Of course, I think about you when I touch myself. I don't. Who would get off on having a baby raped into them? I'd have to be sick in that head. What? No, you can't look at my browser history. Just stop. Just please. Focus on me. That's what you want, right? To fucking breed me. So don't look at my search history. And you don't have to keep teasing my pussy. I'm already soaking through. At this rate, I'm going to come before you're even inside.
What? You won't start unless I beg of you? You're going to just keep teasing me? No! What if I just use my own hands? Like, no! Get off! You're being such a fucking dick! Just fucking fuck me already!
It's too much. You're teasing me too much. It's throbbing. Please, please, please stop teasing me. Please. Okay. I will say it. It's tough, bro. Will you? Will you please breed my little pussy? I'm so wet for you right now. I love you. I'll be a good breeding kitten. You're inside of me. It's always so big. You make me so full. My mind is going blank. It's not fair. It's not fair. You can do this to me. You're going to come inside of me. Force me to have your baby. Like, I can't even hate the feeling. Not even hold back. It's not fair. You're too good. It's not fair. Step, bro. My head is fuzzy. Fuck. It's too good. My pussy is so drippy. It's like I can't control my body. I can't stop myself from ovulating. My egg will take your sperm, and I'll just be I can't even stop myself from getting wet when I submit. When I submit and let you. I can't stop loving you. No. me. Not while you're fucking raping my...
Daddy, are you close? Close.
Please don't. Not inside. You can fuck me as much as you want. I like fucking you. I just, I'm not ready to be a mother. Daddy, you did it anyway. Inside me. Where are you going? You're not gonna stay in bed. You're just getting the plug so none leaks out. Okay. I'll spread my legs. Oh, you're such a fucking asshole. You're at least going to cuddle me, right? Good. Better. What? You love me? No. No way. This is not love. You're so fucked up. Don't say it again. I mean it. This... You're doing this because I'm easy, right? Because I'm helpless and dependent on you and there's nothing I can do to stop you. You think you can sweep me up and make me your kept woman, barefoot and pregnant. And you're probably right. I can't resist you. But just don't mistake that for love, all right? It's control. Ugh, you keep talking about how you're doing it for my sake, to help me. I don't need your help. I don't need you to force a child on me to have a fulfilling life. I'm okay as I am. This is a life worth living. That just sounds like obsession. It's my destiny to have your child. That's bullshit. Whatever. You can be crazy if you want. It's not like I can stop you. I guess it's nice that you come around so often. I know I shouldn't want this kind of attention, but no one else really comes to visit, and at least you're here. You're going to keep coming, even after I'm pregnant, right? You won't leave me alone.